With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. America's cable TV news channels experiencing different fortunes following Donald Trump's victory in November.
The Nielsen Company has released its figures from the period after election night through December 13th. The primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000, down 54% from its pre-election audience. CNN's average of 405,000 was down 45%. In contrast, Fox News Channel has drawn an average of 2.68 million viewers, up 13%. George Williams reporting.
White House says a ninth U.S. telecom firm has now confirmed to have been hacked as part of a sprawling Chinese espionage campaign that gave officials in Beijing access to private text and phone conversations for an unknown number of Americans. Also at SRNnews.com, for those traveling, it's hitting pocketbooks pretty hard. Here's Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are traveling for the holidays. Record-breaking numbers of people expected to be on the move, most by car. But air travel is expected to shatter its record this holiday season with almost 8 million passengers. AAA booking data shows flights are more expensive compared to last year. The average domestic ticket is about $800. International flights average about $1,600 a ticket. What if you're driving? Well, gas is $3.03 a gallon today. A year ago, it was 9 cents higher. I'm Rita Foley.
Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen recovering following surgery, getting 9 titanium plates to stabilize the ribs he broke when he was bucked off a horse. He says he's going back to work next week, but his doctors want him to wait till he's fully recovered before getting back on the horse. This is SRN News. Pornhub is quitting Florida.
The largest pornography website on the internet says it will no longer do business in the Sunshine State because of a law that requires it to verify that its customers are adults. Pornhub has already ceased operations in a dozen states with similar statutes designed to curb the epidemic of children viewing pornography online. However, the Supreme Court is currently considering a challenge to those laws. A decision is likely to be delivered in 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments sold at auction for more than $5 million. That 155-pound slab acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. Officials say the final price had far exceeded the pre-sale estimate of $1 to $2 million. This is SRN News. A genetic analysis suggesting the bird flu virus mutated inside a Louisiana patient.
That patient contracted the first severe case of the illness in the U.S. The CDC reported the finding this week. Scientists believe the mutations may allow the virus to better bind to receptors in the upper airways of humans. One expert likened this to a lock and key. The virus needs a key that turns the lock to enter a cell. Though the virus may be changing to have a key that might work, the expert doesn't say it means that the world is closer to seeing a readily transmitted virus between people. John Scott reporting.
If you're planning on ringing in the new year quietly at home, you're not alone. A new Associated Press poll finds a majority of adults say they will stay home. No plans to go out and about. Just 5% go out to celebrate at a bar or restaurant. Experts say if you do drink, don't drive. More details at srnnews.com.